well, this is a very strange thing. You know, the clamor, the din that was raised when there was a leak from the Supreme Court that has done permanent damage to the court because secrecy has been violated. Remarkable that nobody has been brought forth. And if they have, they were released quietly into that good night and fired, maybe with a non-disclosure agreement. I don't know. But the leaker's not been found. Roe v. Wade likely to be overturned. And so around the country, states are clamoring to do something. But in Michigan, a very strange thing has happened. The Michigan Court of Claims, a judge has granted an injunction against the 1931 law against abortion here, even though Roe v. Wade has not been overturned, saying that if the law was enforced, it would be unconstitutional. Not if Roe v. Wade is overturned. I don't think that would make any sense, but I need somebody that's smarter than I am to help sort it out. David Coleman is the man, senior counsel, Great Lakes Justice Center. David, good to have you.
Good morning, Steve.
I need somebody that can read English better than I can. Okay, so the argument or the comment from the judge, it would be unconstitutional to enforce a 1931 ban on abortion in Michigan. How could it be unconstitutional if Roe v. Wade is overturned?
Well, that's the big question, Steve. I'm as confused by it as you are, and I think most people are. I think the starting point here is to understand this lawsuit is a sham lawsuit. It's a farce. There are no adverse parties here. There's no controversy. We call it case and controversy. There's no standing. This case is moot. There's so many issues here legally that this judge should never have ruled on a fake case. Planned Parenthood of Michigan sued Dana Nessel over this statute that outlaws abortions in Michigan, and it was from 1931. Well, Planned Parenthood and Dana Nessel are on the same side. We call this a friendly lawsuit. And so the judge is saying, well, I think there's a constitutional right under Michigan's constitution, not the federal constitution, the Michigan constitution. And so because I believe there's a constitutional right to abortion there, I'm going to enjoin anybody who might attempt to enforce this statute. And that's what I mean. This is all conjecture. Nobody knows. And even if Roe v. Wade is overturned, there still is no case. Not until a prosecutor actually prosecutes a doctor for performing an abortion in Michigan. That's what the laws talk about. People forget. They talk about women are going to get prosecuted. No, they aren't. Not under this law. Our Michigan Supreme Court has already ruled under this 1931 law that mothers cannot be prosecuted under it. So that is a lie when you hear that being thrown out there. This is for people who perform the abortions, that they are subject to possible criminal penalty. So this judge is saying, well, even though there is case law in Michigan, the Mahaffey case, where ironically Judge Gleischer, who is the Court of Claims judge here, the trial judge, was the attorney for Planned Parenthood in the Mahaffey case, and she lost. The Court of Appeals ruled there is no right to abortion under the Due Process Clause in Michigan. Now she tries to dodge it and claim, well, there's a new avenue under the Due Process Clause called bodily integrity. And so now I'm just going to say, oh, I can ignore Mahaffey, the case law that is there, and just rule this way. It's ridiculous. There's no case. There's no controversy. There's nothing to enjoin. This rulings like this, Steve, they erode public confidence in our judiciary and that they're impartial and that they're fair. This is beyond the pale.
Beyond the pale. There you go. And so what happens next then? I mean, does that ruling sit there? Or, I mean, if it's a ruling on something that's, just a possibility, right? Doesn't actually. How do you appeal it then? How do you appeal it if there's no case to actually appeal because there is no case and it's a bizarre ruling to begin with? Now what?
Well, that's the point, Steve. There's nobody to appeal it. There are no parties. There's no adverse party that's opposing what the judge is doing here and what Planned Parenthood is doing and what Dana Nessel is doing. There is nobody there to oppose it. Now, you know, somebody might try to intervene and try to do something with it. But honestly, I don't see where this really has much impact beyond just the parties to that case, which are Dana Nessel and Planned Parenthood. Remember, there's the second case where Governor Whitmer is suing all the prosecutors in the state of Michigan, 13 of them, and we represent two of those prosecutors where the governor is asking for the same relief. And we have asked for that case to be dismissed, and that's still pending out there. That ruling from Judge Gleischer does not prohibit a prosecutor from enforcing the law. And even Dana Nessel herself admits that she has no authority over local prosecutors on whether or not they choose to prosecute somebody or not to prosecute somebody. We call that charging discretion that a prosecutor has. They're a separately elected official. They have that authority under the law. And so this injunction by Judge Gleischer, this phony, fake injunction, does not stop a prosecutor from enforcing the law.
So it's so is it all for just is it just theater, judicial theater? Is that what I mean, to me, I have to ask that question.
Yeah, no, that's a great question. And could it stop some prosecutors from enforcing, or could they hide behind it, behind that ruling? Of course. There are many, 7 of the 13 prosecutors in the governor's case have come out and said they agree with Dana Nessel and Planned Parenthood and the governor, and they have no intention of enforcing the law. Well, you know what? Those prosecutors have the right to make that statement and make that charging decision, but then the people have the right to vote them out of office if they don't agree with what the prosecutors are doing. Just like these other prosecutors all over the country, and I know you've talked about this, Steve, on your show, about how they're just letting criminals out of jail and crime is on the rise all over the place because of prosecutors' decisions and releasing them on bail and letting them off on charges or minor charges.
Right.
Well, the people, we have a political response there. You vote them out of office. And so, but, you know, back to your question, of course, if a prosecutor doesn't want to prosecute anyways, they could say, well, Judge Gleischer issued an injunction, and so I'm just going to honor that. Well, they're not bound by it, but if they choose not to prosecute, that's their choice. Then they have to face the voters in their county.
Then there you have it, but I don't know if that'll be it. I guess, you know, we've a long way to go, and we'll find out if Roe v. Wade gets flipped, right? Then we'll see what really happens, because then you'll actually have a case to discuss, a set of circumstances that actually would qualify to be in the courtroom. Bizarre to me that they would weigh in at all, to me, honestly.
Well, remember, Steve, even if Roe v. Wade is overturned, there still is no case. There's no case until one prosecutor in the state of Michigan decides to prosecute somebody under the law. Once that happens, then there's an actual case in controversy. Until then, this is smoke and mirrors. It's fake. It means nothing.
There you go. David Coleman, Great Lakes Justice Center. Smoke and mirrors it is. I'll take an order to go, please. David, greatly appreciate your insight on this strange ruling defended by the left because they can't be intellectually honest about the fact that it's garbage. Anyhow, David, thank you so much.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Steve. Good to be with you again.
Always appreciate it. Thank you. Don't forget, coming up in the next hour, Ron Rademacher will be here. Justin Winslow from the Michigan Restaurant and Lodging Association will join me as well. So much still ahead here on the Steve Gruber Show. Don't go anywhere.
Wondering, what's Enbridge doing to keep up with the energy demands of tomorrow? As a bridge to the energy future, we're helping drive the change toward lower carbon and renewable energy sources. That's why we're modernizing our infrastructure to be more efficient and reliable, and why we're investing in energy sources like wind and solar. We are Enbridge, a leading North American energy infrastructure company, and we believe when our energy meets yours, the future is full of promise. Enbridge, life takes energy.
You see it in the headlines every day. The price of everything is going up, and nothing's going up faster than the cost of energy. What if your heating and cooling bill doubled or tripled? What would that mean to you and your family? For most people, it would be devastating. It's time you learned about WellConnect. With WellConnect, you might be able to cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. And if you already have a well in the yard, you already have the key piece of equipment for a 100% renewable energy source. That's right, your well can be the heart of a WellConnect hybrid geothermal system. WellConnect is a Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year alone, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Why gamble on the price of energy? Get connected to WellConnect. Right now, you can still qualify for a 26% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes, or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.